His wife was my godmother and my school teacher, a statue. And he raised a girl and a boy, and both of them were grown older than I am. And before he died, he separated, leave my godmother, and went and stayed 3 miles from where his house was and lived and died at home. And he was a school teacher and an Episcopal minister. He's one that helped the general post office down there. I couldn't understand it to save my life. Never knew them to have no confusion one way or another. Well, there's one right here, the boy I love, he's as old as I am. I used to tease him because he was, I'd say, mischievous. And he got to be Sunday school superintendent, got to be an officer in the church. And when he preached his trial sermons, and the moderator and officers was there, and the pastor said, well, it's up to the judges. The moderator got up and said there's nothing to do but to turn him loose and let him go. 30 days later, he was ordained. And you can go to him now and ask him something in the Bible that you want to know, and he'll tell you right where to look and find it. As a gift, he ain't educated neither. And his wife died. And after his wife died, he just went plumb wild. He living with a woman. And he had a church on Sapelo. One of King. Now he ain't got nail. But he just deceived me. I didn't know who in the world thought that he would have turned to be such a man as that, and knowing the consequence. Mm-hmm. If he didn't know, it would have been something like, but he knew the consequence. So, all we can judge a person by is what we see. And God said, he judged the heart. We judge the outward appearance, and that's all we can go by. But they're fooling. Mm-hmm. Yes, they'll fool you. They'll fool you because I've been deceived here in this politics business, as you call them. I've been deceived. Take our sheriff, I think well of it. But he let anything go on and he caught it. I disapprove of it. God disapprove of it. I was made a deputy. I was still on the thing for 3 years. And I seen the thing was too rotten, I cut it. I got out of it. No. Been on this 17 years, and I didn't know I missed him. He was sick. So when I did, I seen him, got better and been in the courthouse, but now I didn't talk to him. And he came down there and I said, look at me, what happened to you? How come? Yeah, I don't see you. He said, because I quit that thing. He said, it done all right until it commenced double crossing me. He said, it's time for me to quit. I said, I know it. I don't want nothing to do with it. No, if I can't do the right thing, I don't want to have no part of it. No, it'll come back to you, and that's one thing. If it could change the situation that they got there now, I think the county would be 100% better off. But it's me. I say it's me because we got something here for the sake of a dollar, lead them that don't study for themselves right straight over board. And they ain't looking to see where they're going, so I say, well, let him have it their way. The man that started me is dead. And I didn't ask him for one penny. He promised me none. But he got elected. The man gave me $25 after, and he was getting but $10 a month. So, the next time he ran, he was successful, all right. The third time he said he wasn't going to run anymore. He had it long enough. I said, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Hardy, because you were the only man any good at that 22nd District since I was big enough to know.